Here's Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Bob Green is with Fraser Foods. He is the CEO of Fraser Foods. The news of Johnny Cochran today has stunned a lot of people, and has an awful lot of people talking. Johnny Cochran passed on today at the age of 67. He had a brain tumor. Obviously, they kept it very quiet. The family did. And, Mr. Green, you are encountering conversation among your workers about the... can you hear me? Mr. Green, can you hear me, sir?
I can hear you just barely, Phil. I'm about to give an address before a grocer's convention here in Las Vegas, Nevada. I'm very, very grateful that they asked me to address them. We've made great strides in the business in terms of retail as well as our wholesale operations, our relationship with our suppliers. And it's been a very profitable year, I think, in the retail end of the grocery sales, so we're proud to be here. But you mentioned the Johnny Cochran case, and I was told today that Mr. Cochran had passed on, and I actually found out about it from some of my employees who were in our lunchroom. We do join with others in sending our condolences to the Cochran family. Working in the grocery business, we have a little bit of an advantage over other businesses. And that was one of the things that I spoke today at to a group of retailers about our checkers and how they hear conversation.
Well, did your checkers hear people talking about this in line?
Our checkers did hear people mentioning this, and I had one checker come to me and say that that she did hear two people talking about Johnny Cochran. It's interesting that people sometimes assume the checkers don't really hear what's being said in line. And I had three of my checkers come to me actually during a break today and tell me they heard people talking about Johnny Cochran, that he died. And so at the time I told them to simply say to those people that we're talking about Johnny Cochran that maybe they're being a little offensive, and they'd appreciate it if the people in line would just, you know, shut their mouths about it. And
how do you mean offensive? What do you mean by that? That's interesting.
Well, what do I mean by offensive?
Yeah.
Well, I think anybody that followed the case knows that Mr. Cochran is responsible, God rest his soul, but he was responsible for letting loose on society a cold-blooded murder.
Well, all right. I don't want to debate the O.J. thing over and over again.
Well, I don't either, Phil. I know what I believe, and I know what most people believed.
Well, it was split pretty much down the middle, don't you think?
The verdict on O.J. Simpson?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't think so. I think that most people believed that he was guilty, and the mere mention of Johnny Cochran, can upset people. And I don't need that in my stores. I don't need my shoppers. I don't need my customers being upset listening to people in line or anywhere in the store talking about these kinds of things. And it was within earshot of our produce manager, two of our baggers, who are also white people, as well as our checker. And
well, what does the race have to do with it?
I didn't hear that, Phil. Say it again.
Are you... Okay, what does the race of somebody have to do with this?
Well, I think it was pretty obvious that the Caucasians in this country were very put off by the acquittal of O.J. Simpson.
You're telling me that your baggers are listening to people in line?
Well, here's what I told the convention today.
But they heard some people talking about Johnny Cochran, and they reported this to you.
Yes, they did come to me, and they said there was two black couples talking about Johnny Cochran. And I said to them, all right, I'll take care of it, but in the future you could tell people that, you know, they're offending you and stuff like that. What I said today, though, this is very important, Phil. We have a great resource in the grocery business. Our checkers hear things that people say. And so we are keeping here at Fraser Foods, and I suggested this to other retail outlets, that they keep a database of what their checkers over here in line, and you can keep a database, and you can begin to amass information, and that helps you know what people are saying and what you don't want said in your store. I don't need anybody bringing up Johnny Cochran in my store and making a lot of these Caucasians upset. It doesn't matter to me. You know,
well, did you think he was guilty?
Oh, I think the guy... Oh, who, O.J. Simpson?
Yeah.
Oh, I think he should have been executed years ago. And so when I get people coming into my store and saying, oh, Johnny Cochran this, Johnny Cochran that, I want to know about it, and the checkers do a very good job at that.
All right, our number is 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. We're talking with Robert Green. You've laid a couple of bombshells on me. Number one, you don't want anybody talking about Johnny Cochran in your store because it offends your white customers. Number two, your checkers are listening to what people say in line.
Well, checkers do that.
Well, but they're reporting it to you?
Well, look, checkers do. People that check your groceries hear you say a lot of things. I think most people assume that checkers are idiots and they don't hear anything or see anything. And in a lot of ways, and I say this with the greatest of respect, I love my people, but they're not the brightest people in the world. But when you tell them while you're checking the groceries, if you hear things that I need to know about, I can give you an example if you'd like, Phil.
Other than the Johnny Cochran.
Well, all right. Somebody was in line the other day and made the comment that Michael Moore is nothing but a liar because they were looking at the tabloids.
This was somebody standing in line to check out groceries.
Yes. And he said something to the effect that Michael Moore is nothing but a liar, and so I entered that into the database. And
why? You know what?
Well, because we're innovators in how we service our customers. And when you come to Fraser Foods for grocery items and dry goods, your experience isn't going to be degraded by somebody with a big mouth running their big fat mouth about their political opinions that are upsetting. I don't need that. You don't want it. My customers don't want it. And with the death of Johnny Cochran, now you're going to have a lot of people talking about him, and I want to know about it. As you know, Phil, and as your listeners know...
All right, hold on for a minute. Because there's a... Like I said, there are a couple of things at work here.
But your listeners know. They know that the guy was guilty.
All right, maybe they know he was guilty. Maybe they thought he was guilty. Because he was guilty, in your opinion, the conversation about Johnny Cochran dying in your store is upsetting to your white customers.
Well, yeah, for the most part. I got a lot of Caucasians, I got a lot of blacks. I got them all coming in, shopping at my store. Now a black guy comes into my store and he wants to buy something, whatever, and he says to a friend of his as he's walking through the aisles, picking out his, you know, groceries, hey, you know, Johnny Cochran died. Now, all of a sudden, there's a guy there, and he hears this.
A white guy.
A white customer. He's upset because he heard the name of the guy that let a cold-blooded, throat-slitting murderer get away.
Yeah.
I don't need that. I don't want that. So I am going to take steps to make sure that it doesn't happen. When you come to Fraser Foods, we would appreciate it very much if you keep your big mouth shut about what you think about Johnny Cochran dying or the man on the moon. The experience you have shopping at our store is like none other. You come in, you buy your food, you pay for it, and you get out.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. And probably the bigger question here that we're talking about, do people mind, as they're standing in line checking their groceries out, being eavesdropped on by checkers? Because at Mr. Green's store, and he spoke to a number of retailers today, he's suggesting that people that check the groceries out in line overhear the conversation that they're, you know, that is taking place in line, and they can report it back to the store manager. Did somebody say something offensive about a Michael Moore picture? Did somebody say something offensive about George Bush? Is somebody talking about Johnny Cochran? Grocery retailers will have this conversation reported to them. They enter it into a database, and then they know what people are talking about and what is potentially upsetting conversation in their store. You look at it, it's the guy's own store. I guess they can say what they want, but just because I say Johnny Cochran died today, does that mean I'm making every white man with an earshot angry? 1-800-449-8686, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Stepping over the line, naked. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Talking with Robert Green of Fraser Foods, the CEO. There's been conversation in your store among customers about Johnny Cochran dying. You say that's upsetting to other customers because Mr. Cochran is responsible for having killed or having let a killer go.
Well, again, Phil, this is as a result of a database that we collect. Our checkers are, as I said, they're not very intelligent, but they, and I don't mean that.
Isn't that a little disrespectful to your checkers?
You know what? I shouldn't have said that. A lot of people think the checkers only know how to punch buttons into a machine. I've used them in another way.
You use them as people who spy, don't you?
No, I do not, Phil. And I really resent that.
Well, what are they doing?
They're eavesdropping. They're listening to the conversation, and they're telling us, well, what are they talking about? Some guy came through the store the other day, and he's arguing with his wife about checkbook this, checkbook that. I take that information. Maybe they need one of our Fraser Food value cards. This is just stuff. But if they're talking about things like this Johnny Cochran, who, he didn't do anything bad. All he did was get a guy acquitted who was accused of almost cutting his wife's head off. That's all. And I'm not supposed to say anything about it?
I don't know that in a grocery store, it's even anything that you have control over.
Oh, it's private property. Hello. Private property.
Yeah, I know, but I mean, as long as I'm having a good time shopping in your store, buying the stuff that I want, who cares what I say to my wife? If I think Michael Moore's a liar, I see it on a tabloid.
You know what? You may want to say Michael Moore's a liar. Now your big mouth just said it to everybody else standing in line. Now I've got a whole line of people that suddenly aren't just there to buy razor blades or to buy shaving cream or to buy beer. They want to cut someone's throat with a razor blade. In other words, you're going to turn a whole group of people into O.J., because
I don't think it's that drastic.
Well, I don't need it in my store, is all I'm saying.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Bruce? Bruce?
Yeah?
You're a checker, right?
Sir.
Go ahead, sir. What's your comment?
Well, my comment is that if these checkers are listening to the other customers, they're not doing their job right.
Well, wait a minute. Are you a checker?
Yes, sir.
Whereabouts do you work?
Public.
And where is that? Is that in the state of Florida?
Yes, it is.
All right, I know Bill Zimmerman, the CEO at Publix. He's a great guy. It's a great store to work for, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
All right, now let me ask you something, Bruce, because I'm the CEO of a food chain out here in California. You're trying to tell me that when you're checking groceries, you don't hear the things people are saying in line?
I might listen to them, but I don't comment about it.
No, I'm not asking you to comment, but, you know... Can I ask you a question? Are you dropping the kids off at the pool right now?
Am I what?
Dropping kids off at the pool right now.
No, I'm not.
All right. And
what does that mean?
It's just Bruce, my question is this. What have you heard people saying in line?
Oh, different comments, but I don't care what they say.
No, it's not about whether you care. You need to report that back to your manager.
I do not need to report that back to my manager. I don't need to tell my manager anything.
I understand. If you worked for me, and you don't have to comment to them, I want you to come to me and say it. So what did you hear people say? Did you work today?
Yes, I did.
What did you hear people saying?
Well, you don't have to tell him, Bruce.
No, wait. I'm curious. Were they talking about Johnny Cochran?
Nobody was talking about Johnny Cochran at all today.
What were they saying in line?
They were they were just doing nothing.
They weren't talking about anything?
They were talking about what they normally talk about.
Such as?
Such as the news of the day. But I don't care what they talk about. I don't listen to that.
What were they talking about?
I don't eavesdrop.
Well, see, you'd never make it with me.
Well, I wouldn't want to work for your Fraser Food chain either.
Well, come on, Bruce. One of the reasons why, you know, I love checkers, and I think you guys do a great job, but you know most people think checkers...
And that's why you call us not intelligent.
Well, most people think checkers are retards because...
No, they don't think they're retards.
No, they don't.
Well, then why can't you tell me what people were talking about today in line?
If the man doesn't want to tell you...
I don't need to.
You don't need just one thing. Did you hear a kid scream?
No, I didn't hear a kid scream.
All right, did you hear a woman say, did you ask someone if they wanted paper or plastic?
No, I didn't need to because that's the bad boy's job.
All right, did you ask them if they had coupons?
No, because they give me the coupons if they have them.
Did you say, how are you today?
Yes, I did.
And what did they say?
They told me just fine.
There, somebody said something.
Jesus.
What does it take to get it out of you?
All right. I mean, I didn't know you were asking about that.
So I will come to you and I'll say, Bruce, what did people say today? You say, well, they told me they felt good. And I said, all right, I put that into the database.
Right, well, what other people say doesn't need to go into the store database. All it needs to do is just, if they talk about Johnny Cochran, they can talk about Johnny Cochran.
Did you hear them talking about Johnny Cochran?
No, they didn't say a word about Johnny Cochran.
You're sure? Because at the end of the day, I'll bring you into my office and grill you.
What the hell?
I don't care. You don't
poor
need
guy?
To grill me.
No, I just want, if you were sitting
goodbye.
At Bruce, I'd say, did he hang up? What's the Coke for white onions in your store?
What's the Coke for white onions?
No, what's the code for white onions, I meant to say. Is he gone?
Yes, he's gone. So you bring the checker into your office.
Yes, at the end of the day, and I'll say, okay, what did you hear? If they start copping an attitude like that guy, now he works for Publix, and I know Bruce Zimmerman, he's a great guy, and I think Bruce is on board with this idea to have the checkers eavesdrop on what people...
You know, people are going to find that really offensive, man. And
Phil, the people are taught, they know the checker is there listening.
Yeah, but having it reported back?
Look, at that guy, Bruce, if I brought him into my office, I would say to him, because I was polite to him.
I didn't think you were being very gentle to him.
No, I'd say, Bruce, what did you hear? And he'd say, I don't have to, you know, however he stuttered it out. And I'd say, let me tell you something, you're not on the radio now, okay? You see this fan? You see this desk fan? It works not only as a fan, but it also works as a weapon. Now you start...
You'd threaten the man.
No, I'm not going to threaten him, but I'm saying, you know, it wasn't too long ago you were dropping kids off at the pool in that short bus. Now you're working here as a checker. You like your job? And he'd say, uh-huh. I'd say, then start making with some of the juice that you heard in the line today.
I think it's threatening workers. I don't think it's right.
I'm trying to, you know, I'd give him the express line. It'd be easy for him.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Carolyn, go ahead.
I was just listening to his comments about how he treats his employees. What he's asking employees to do is help him set up a profiling database. He's also trampling on people's First Amendment rights to have an opinion, to discuss it, and to not be labeled for it.
Wait a minute. There's nothing in the Constitution that says you can't be labeled. I'm sorry, ma'am. You need to read your Constitution. Number two, well, obviously you don't know anything about it. Number two, there's nothing in the Constitution that says you got the right to say anything you want on private property. You want to laugh about that one too, Carolyn?
Do you have a sign in your store with the rules of what can and can't be said before I enter your store?
Yeah, it's called me. And I walk up to you and I say, you know what, you're offending my customers.
Well, wait a minute. If she's talking about Johnny Cochran, you're assuming that's going to offend people.
I'm not assuming anything. Did you read the newspapers back when that bloodthirsty killer got off?
Well, do you understand that Johnny Cochran didn't do it, that it was the jury who acquitted him?
Johnny Cochran? What, are you kidding me? Johnny Cochran was paid big money to get O.J. Simpson acquitted, and he did. Now, the guy dies, which I'm, you know, sorry about that. Then the people come into my store and they say, hey, did you hear about Johnny Cochran? Right away, that's bugging me.
You're entitled to your opinion, but other people are entitled to theirs, then.
Not in my store, they're not. And the other...
All right, well, you know what? People come into your store and just not say anything in line.
People always want to run their big fat mouths in line.
Can I ask where your stores are?
My stores are in Buena Park, California, Azusa, California, and in Santa Clarita, California.
I appreciate that, because I'll never be shopping there.
Well,
Thank you. You'd
have to live in California. You'd have to move your mobile home to California. Is she there?
No, she's not.
You know, those old radio phones, you know. Hey, Betty, can I get...
All right, just hold on.
Yeah, hey, dial up Bob, okay? Get her on band 6.
You know, you are very cavalier with this, Mr. Green, but customers are not going to like the fact that you've got checkers listening to what they're saying.
I have a right, I think, to protect my other customers. That's all I'm doing. I'm protecting my customers. Suppose a black guy comes in and wants to buy whatever he buys. And there's a guy in line and he's saying, hey, you know, Rush Limbaugh, I really like his show. Okay? Just to put it in your business.
All right.
All right, that's offensive to my black customers.
Why? Because a guy likes Rush.
Yeah, I don't want some white man talking about how much he loves Rush Limbaugh, and if he was a woman, he'd have his kids. It's disgusting enough for me to hear it. But for a black guy to sit there and listen to some fat white man talk all about Glenn Beck and Rush Limbaugh and Jim Rome, I won't have it. I hear the name Rush Limbaugh in my store, and friend, you're going out face first.
1-800-449-8686. Robert Green of Fraser Foods. He is people eavesdropping, his checkers eavesdropping on conversations in line so he can get a profile going. It's the Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Talk radio's speed trap. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
All right, hold on. With Robert Green of Fraser Foods, Johnny Cochran's deaf today. Mr. Green was talking with a group of retailers in Las Vegas at a convention about how certain conversation in the store can upset other customers. And you mentioned the death of Johnny Cochran. Actually, even mentioning his name upset certain, and you even said it, Caucasians.
Well, you're acting like that's unusual.
Well, I don't know about people in the retail business and your business busting things down according to race and political comment. You know,
Mr. Henry, I look out for all of my customers. Like I said, if I've got an African American customer and some guy is standing in line in the express line talking about, oh, you know, today I listened to the Rush Limbaugh show. Right away, that's a red flag for me, because if there's a black guy in line, before a fight breaks out, I need to know these whites are coming in and talking that way.
Yeah, but everything is racial with you.
No, it's not. It just so happens.
Because of the Johnny Cochran thing?
Yes, because of the Cochran thing, it comes down that way.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Vince, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Robert Green.
Yeah, hey, Phil, first-time caller, first-time listener, you know. All right, I'm in Vegas right now on business, but I'm originally from Buena Park. I live there.
Yes, sir.
And, you know, here he is talking about Johnny Cochran, let a killer on the loose, this and that, that and this. All he did was do his job just like he's doing his job. I mean, you know, this is America, Jack. People are going to say what they want when they want.
Well, I understand it, sir, but...
No. If you don't have no sign, it ain't a private club. It's a grocery store.
Well, it is
people
private property.
That's America.
It is private property, though. And you can't just go in there and act any way you want.
No, but I'm going to say what I want, and I want to, you know what, just for that, when I go back next week, I'm going to go to your store, and I want to see
you
go out on my face.
You can't say what you want in my store.
Oh, what are you going to do?
Well, I could call the police and have you thrown out.
Oh, it doesn't matter. I train with police every day. I do Brazilian jiu-jitsu. It doesn't do anything.
Well, what are you going to do? You're going to kick a cop's ass? Is that it, Vince?
I'll talk to him like a normal person, just like anybody else would.
Well, what are you going to tell him?
This is America. I can say what I want, when I want.
No, you can't. In my store, you don't talk about Johnny Cochran. Are you white?
No, I talk about Johnny Cochran and Rush Limbaugh.
Are you white?
And your mama, if I want to. It doesn't matter. It's America. That's why I'm being American.
You know,
I hear you are saying about
Chris
not being so bright.
Now, there's a subject I know something about. Your mama.
Oh, it's all right. Everyone's been on Earth. Don't matter.
Yeah, I bet you're a Raiders
thing
fan.
The whole thing is...
I bet you're an Oakland Raiders fan.
You're saying your clerks aren't that smart. You're only as good as your leader.
Sir,
what does that make you?
I'll tell you what. If you're in line and you're talking about Rush Limbaugh, you're going to make all the white people feel bad. I mean, you're going to make the black people feel bad. But you being black, why would you talk about him?
How do you know I'm black? Listen to you. You're talking about stuff that you don't know. You're not making any sense.
You're trying to tell me you don't have a nice golden brown tan.
Oh, come on, will you?
Oh, stop it.
Well,
that's what I mean.
Look,
I want to go to your store, the store that you're actually in charge of. I want to walk up to that store, and I'm going to say everything that I want because it's America.
I belong to a union.
I have so many union members that are protesting your damn store.
What union?
Be funny.
Wait a minute. What union do you belong to?
Local 416 Union Iron Workers.
Iron workers? Those guys stock grocery shelves.
Oh,
when's
stop
the last?
It.
Did you guys cross the picket line there for Vons? You did,
never,
didn't you?
Never crossed the
you
picket.
You did, didn't you?
He said he didn't.
Never crossed
the
picket.
If you come into my store and you start running your mouth about Johnny Cochran.
I'm not even going to run my mouth. I'm going to have signs.
I got to take it to the next level then.
Take it to the next level. And what's that? Throw me out of my face like you said?
I'll open a door with your head.
Obviously,
wait
you
a minute.
Said
wait,
all
wait.
Your clerks are dumb.
Mr. Green, you're talking now physical violence. You said you call the police. When a cop gets there and he says, what's the disturbance? And you say, this young man here was talking about Johnny Cochran, the cop's going to laugh at you.
Exactly.
Cop isn't going to do anything.
Oh, so this guy could talk about Johnny Cochran, get all the white people upset. Next thing you know, they riot and burn my store down. Thanks. Thanks a lot,
Vince. That was the case. Why did they riot when O.J. got acquitted, you know? Why didn't they riot then? What is one person going to make a difference? Me talking about
when white people riot, it's called World War II.
Oh, come on.
Vince.
Well, all right. Fine. Come on into my store.
All right, Phil.
And you know what's going to happen, Vince? You're going
to
be standing in line.
Thanks for listening.
You're going to be standing in line, Vince, and some guy's going to be buying grapes. And it'll make
that's
you
right.
angry.
It's hey, you know, I'd rather buy oranges from one of the guys on the freeway than buy from the store.
You don't mind a guy buying table grapes.
What's that supposed to mean?
Ain't you a field worker?
All right. Anyway, Vince,
thank you very much. Phil.
Yeah.
So I'm not even going to get a little prop for that.
For what?
Ain't you a field worker? Well, I'll tell you something, Mr. Henry. As the head of Fraser Foods, I am telling you right now, I'm simply... Well, what do I care? My checkers are listening to everything. They report it back to me. And I get a guy like that Bruce guy, that dumb guy, he'll come in. I'll kick him around the room until I get what I want.
Oh, Jesus, man!
I'm serious. Like, for instance, right now, I'm looking at the TV, and I'm seeing all this stuff about Terry Schiavo, right?
Yeah.
If that happened in my store, I'd start swinging.
Let me go to Lucy. Lucy, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hi, Phil.
Hello, ma'am.
I would have a request to start with. If Mr. Green could not interrupt you while I'm talking, is the basic courtesy.
What if you say something wrong?
I would like Mr. Green to answer one of my questions.
Certainly. Well, am I allowed to answer?
What kind of education does this gentleman have? What do you have to be a CEO?
Well, I'll tell you. I started out working loading docks for one of the major grocery chains here, and at the time
I was
putting myself through school.
Could we start from the end of your education? How far did you go?
How far did I get into through my education?
Yes, high school.
I was the head of my union, and, well, high school, I was arrested when I was in high school.
You were?
Okay, that's wonderful.
I was incarcerated.
Right. Well, maybe you missed
my answer. Oh, wait a minute. You didn't ask?
No, that's enough, sir.
I got my GED.
I can figure it out. Sir, I think that your listeners would appreciate to know that high school would have given you the understanding of world history, which presents examples of what other people did very similar to what you were doing and what it led to. And I would dare to quote just one or two from the world history. Between 1917 and 21, the Bolshevik Revolution, which was based on the precept.
Here we go. I knew it.
Then there was
Are you one of them Russians?
Then there was Hitler.
Are you?
Who started his thing.
The Russians come over here, start repairing appliances, and they think they know everything.
Will you let her finish?
Thank you, Phil.
What is that?
Then we have had several other revolts in Khmer Rouge, in the Middle East, and in various other areas.
What you're talking about is something that has had, nothing to do with... What? I can't hear you. Say it again.
1-800-449-8686. The world-famous Phil Henry Show. Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Yeah, I'm done, sir.
You're done with me?
Yes, sir.
Well, I just want to mention we got a special on Washington Delicious apples, and they're right from the Northwest, Phil. Crisp and...
Get out of here.
Crisp and tangy.
All right, it's time now for our listener flashback here on the Phil Henry Show, and this is from Chris, and he says, "Hiya, Phil, I was just wondering if you could play that bit entitled Greenskeeper from your Best of 2000 CD. I think this one is just as great as All You Can Eat Negro. Best line of the bit, you sound like a professional wrestler. Is this Hulk Hogan?" Thanks, Phil. Chris in San Luis Obispo. Here do, brother. Chris, by the way, emailed his request to phs@philhenryshow.com. You can do the same thing if you want to hear a bit from past shows. Here it is, Greenskeeper.
Do you guys still have all those temporary greens out there? Because you can't.
We don't have temporary greens. We have one of the finest golf courses in America.
Well, what about that big tire track that runs to the 18th fairway out there?
There is no tire track. You're out of your mind. You've never even been here. You're one of those guys who's probably never played golf. You just have a big mouth and you're a troublemaker.
No, sir. I remember.
Yes, you are.
Well,
you're one of those. I'm a white man, and I would never think or speak the way that you do. You bring hell onto other people.
Have you gotten rid of those that temporary Andy Gump that you had near the 16th green?
What temporary? And have you golfed there?
No, but a friend of mine said that Cheviot Hill, they had an outhouse.
You don't even have friends. A man like you can't have friends. You have people who laugh behind your back.
Well, have you guys finally seeded your course, or?
What do you mean seeded?
Well, that's what I'm just saying.
We have one of the finest golf courses in the United States of America.
Is there
any
hole in one?
We've had tremendous. You're an idiot.
No, do you have any hole longer than 150 yards? That's all.
It's not a par three. It's a championship course.
It's a championship course. You know nothing about golf.
It's an executive course, right?
Bringing up Jackie Robinson into it. What does that have to do with anything?
Hey, now
there was a young fool who made some stupid.
That's right. Jackie Robinson was a great man,
yes,
and
he was a great
a tip
man,
of my cap.
A
tip of my cap
you
to Jackie
even
Robinson.
Say his name.
But that John Rocker, now that's a fool. Okay,
he
now see what happened.
He did a foolish thing, and I'm sure point in his life he'll understand that he did a foolish thing, but he has to deal with that. But it's people like you who perpetuate the stereotypes and the...
You're a disgusting individual.
Do you know that?
Well, I heard that Cheviot Hills was about 5,500 yards. Is that right?
Cheviot Hills? You're an idiot. They're 5,500 yards. You don't even know what you're talking about. Cheviot Hills is one of the finest golf courses in America. You understand that?
Well, I understand.
And even O.J. Simpson has golfed here, and he was permitted to because he's an American citizen, regardless of reputation.
Yeah, see what I'm talking about?
Connotation.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
How come I can't bring a six-pack of Heineken out there with me?
We don't allow six-packs of beer in the... We don't allow that. No, any decent golf course will not allow people to carry alcohol and be drunk on the course.
I'm going to tell you.
There's insurance reasons for that, you idiot.
But, you know, you can start getting the blacks out there, and you're going to start serving that King Mambo malt liquor and all that stuff.
Oh, you're an idiot. Do you know that? What are you? You're white, and what are you?
I'm white.
What's your nationality?
Well, I'm a white man, and I enjoy that a lot.
You're white, but what? What are you? Irish, German, Swedish, Polish? What are you?
I'm Greek.
You're Greek?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're Greek, all right. You sound like an idiot. And if you're Greek, by the way, pal, there's a good possibility black blood runs in you. Don't you know your history?
Well, hold on.
Moors?
Watch it.
Watch it. You watch it.
You sound like a professional wrestler. Are you Hulk Hogan?
You're an idiot. You are an idiot. I can't even, Mr. Henry.
Okay, pal. Thanks for.
I can't even talk to this man anymore.
I understand.
He's an idiot.
Well, I think you've got it all wrong, and you'll see.
Yeah, I'll see. You'll be the one who sees, pal. I wish you would come here. What's your name again, Dean?
My name's Dean Wheeler, and
Wheeler,
can you get me a tee time?
I wish you'd come here to Cheviot Hills, and I'd love to see your name down on one of the tee-offs, the tee times. I would do my best to have you barred from here.
Well, wait, I'd like to get an early time.
I'd do everything I could to get you barred from here.
I'd love
You're
to get
a racist person.
I'd like to get an early time for Saturday.
Why don't you come down here on Saturday? I'll be here. Why don't you come down here on Saturday?
Okay, that's a deal. I'm coming down.
You come down on Saturday, and I'll make sure you tee off real good.
Well, that sounds like a threat.
That's a promise. We'll be... You're disgusting. You know that?
Well, that's your opinion.
There's, oh man, I forgot all about that bit. That was like on our 2000 CD. That's called A Greenskeeper. And that poor man, I thought he was going to have a stroke. But as you know, if you listen to this show for any length of time, you realize that as much as we do care about people, if we hear that someone's going to die, we just keep pushing right on through, man. I mean, we just, there's just no mercy, you know. And that poor guy, but I hope he's still with us. He was a dude working at Cheviot Hills, which is a magnificent golf course. And obviously a lot of pride in that golf course. The bit was about Tiger Woods. And it was right when Tiger Woods was really, really beginning to, like, you know, when Tiger Woods was really cranking it there in the late 90s. And really beginning to make a name for himself. And Dean Wheeler was on there just yanking the guy's chain about Tiger Woods, you know, black guy on the golf course, all this stuff. So that was it. That's called Greenskeeper from our Best Of CD, a by request flashback. If you got one, phs@philhendryshow.com. We'll be right back.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Born again. Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Now, you know, it's funny. I thought Cheviot Hills was a golf course in the Los Angeles area, but the only one that I can find on the web is in Raleigh, North Carolina. Now I really am feeling scared. What the hell's out here? Is it just that homeowners association? There's a Cheviot Hills, which is a bunch of houses. I thought maybe they had a golf course down there. That guy must have been calling from the one in North Carolina. I didn't think I was calling local. Calling from North Carolina, and Dean was going to be down there Saturday for an early tea time? I don't know. World-famous Phil Hendry Show web address is www.philhendryshow.com. You can check out what this radio show is all about. If you're new to our show, you need to kind of get up to speed a little bit. And when I say a little bit, I mean like a whole lot. So get to our website and check it out. You can see our comedy archives, listen to shows that we've done. You know, I guess we ought to kind of maybe list email and stuff. We get a lot of email from people. People who listen to the show for a long time at phs@philhendryshow.com. You can also go to our souvenir shop and pick up on our Best Of CDs. And the money that we make from the sale of the Best Of the Phil Hendry Show CD goes to My Friend's Place, which is a resource center for homeless and runaway kids in Hollywood, California. And something else that's kind of cool, the Phil Hendry Podcast is going to be available starting April the 11th. It's the same MP3 download of the show you've received for the last year, but programmed in a way that allows it to be automatically downloaded to your computer so that you don't have to be present or do anything in order to receive each broadcast. Starting on April the 11th, the Phil Hendry Media Center software will be available to Backstage Pass members as a free download. Once installed, it'll automatically download to your PC, Mac, and your iPod MP3 player, every Phil Hendry broadcast. You'll be able to customize when and how this occurs. How about that? We'll have you more details on that as they make themselves available. This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. We eat kittens.